Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you from the Word of God on overcoming in your life. We're talking about overcoming iniquity. We pointed out the fact that Satan was the one who had the iniquity originally. The Bible says that he was perfect in the ways from the day he was created as Lucifer, till iniquity was found in thee. And because of the multitude of his iniquity, he defiled the sanctuaries of God and he was kicked out of heaven. This iniquity is a mystery, and it is that which is of the heart. Outwardly, men can appear to be righteous, but the Bible says, within, they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. We sin from the soul realm. When we sin, it is producing iniquity in our heart, and that is the motivation behind why we sin. Iniquity is of the heart, and sin is of the soul. There is a difference. The Bible says he sets our iniquities before him, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance, those things which proceed from within. We've also pointed out that all the inherited generational iniquity curses influencing people's lives are because of the scripture that says he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. And we've been talking about how iniquity gets a hold of you. It's through despising his judgments and his statutes and his word and being stubborn and walking in the ways of sin, your filthy actions. Continual sin causes man to drink iniquity like water. If our heart is not right, then that heart will work iniquity. Backsliders are laden with the iniquity, the Bible says. If we have any idolatry in our heart, it is producing iniquity as well. The sin that fell Sodom was pride and fullness of bread and not giving to the poor and needy. That was the iniquity of Sodom. Any time that you trust in your own ways, then you are going to be walking in the flesh, and that is going to produce iniquity in your life. Now, we've talked about the effects of iniquity, where the iniquity of the sin of the city brought great curses and destruction and judgment upon it. And also, when the person is walking in the ways of iniquity, there was a curse of death. This opens up the door for the law of sin and death to work in our life. And we saw that scripture in Psalms 31:10, where it brought physical and emotional and mental problems. The Bible says in Psalm 66:18, if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayers. We saw in 1 Samuel 3:13, speaking of Eli, it said, if you allow iniquity in your house, then there will be judgment upon the house. What did he do? He did not restrain his sons from the evil that they had, and all because of the iniquity within them. And because of that, it brought judgment upon the house. It's important that we depart from iniquity, and we do not let it operate in our house. Remember the iniquity of Achan? That affected the whole congregation, and they lost their battles. And we talked about how if iniquity continues, it increases, and then it will suddenly break upon us, and there will be destruction. It also separates us from God. And these thoughts of iniquity from the heart within, are bringing wasting and destruction in our paths. We saw the scripture in Jeremiah 5:25, where it said they turned away and were withheld from the good things that God had for them because of their iniquities. If our iniquity is built up, that because of the increase of sin, then there will be much destruction coming our way. Now, a scripture we want to look at today as we continue on this, Matthew 24:12, is an important scripture for you to realize. Here it's talking about the end times, and it says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. This is in the end times. I'll tell you, we don't want to ever let our love wax cold. You know, the Bible talks about the lukewarm, those that are hot and cold. Their works were not pleasing to the Lord. And if your love starts to wax cold, you're letting some of that coldness in, and it will produce a lukewarmness. And why does the love of many wax cold? Because iniquity is abounding in their life. Remember, when you commit sin, it's producing iniquity in your heart. You can confess your sins, but never really deal with the heart attitudes within you. This is why you see Christians that sin and continue to sin, and they confess their sins, but they really don't deal with the heart attitudes, and then eventually they seem to fall away from the Lord. Their love is not the same that it was. They've replaced it with something else. And this is because of iniquity abounding. And the Bible says that this iniquity is going to abound in the last days. There's a scripture over in Romans 6:19. It says, because of the infirmity or the weakness of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. This is an important scripture for you to grasp hold of. Because of the weakness of the flesh, and we can't walk in the flesh, you can't please God when you walk in the flesh. If you're walking the flesh, you are walking in your own ways, after your own desires, independent of God's Word, with a fleshly mind, a carnal mind, rather than a spiritual, Word-ruled mind. And it says that you have to yield your members. We yield ourselves either unto righteousness, or we can yield ourselves unto unrighteousness. If you yield your members, that would be what you're hearing, your ears, what you're seeing with your eyes, the thoughts that you have in your mind, your tongue, that little member. If you're yielding any of your members as servants to uncleanness, anything it's sin, or it says to iniquity, that which is already in the heart, which is evil, it says it's unto iniquity. Otherwise, you yield your servant to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, meaning it produces more iniquity in your life. Anytime you yield to sin, it'll produce iniquity. Anytime you yield to iniquity that's already there, it will produce more iniquity in your heart. And it produces a person to be bound by the enemy. The Bible says we're supposed to yield our members, servants, to righteousness. As you do so, that will produce holiness. Holiness is going to be the opposite of iniquity. Holiness comes from a heart which is right towards God and pure before Him. Iniquity shows a heart that is wicked. This is the workers of iniquity produce this wickedness within them, and that's why God says, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity, because their heart was never right before the Lord. You know, Jesus is the one who sets us free, and we can be cleansed from all of the iniquities in our life. We can be set free from their effects. How are we going to be cleansed? One thing, we have to know what these iniquities are. In Job chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 23, how we are to know the iniquities that are before us. He says, how many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. We want to know them so that we can deal with them in our life. In Psalm 64:6, it says, they search out iniquities, they accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. This is where the iniquities are coming from the inward thought, from the inner man, the things that are proceeding from the heart that are deep within you. This is where the iniquity is in a person's life. In Lamentations 2:14, it's an important scripture for you to realize to be cleansed from iniquity. Here it talks about the prophets who saw vain and foolish things, and it said they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn thy captivity. Lamentations 2:14, that is. They have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity. The iniquity is the root to causing the problem. The iniquity is the root behind why you have the situation going on in your life. Remember, the iniquity was the root behind physical ailments, emotional problems, mental problems. When you discover the iniquity, then you can turn the captivity. Praise God. Very important. We got to get this iniquity out of us. The Bible talks about down there in 2 Chronicles 19:7. It says that let the fear of the Lord be upon you, Take heed and do it, for there's no iniquity with the Lord our God. One of the ways that you're going to be cleansed from this iniquity is not only finding out the ones you have and discovering the iniquity, but also realizing that you must walk in the fear of the Lord. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're going to hate evil, and there will be no iniquity being produced in your life. Also, repentance is very important. Job 22:23, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Also, you need, of course, to acknowledge them. Psalms 32 says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Don't hide those things. You know, many people will confess their sins, but they really are hiding the real problems in their life. They're really hiding these things. Pride wants to do this. And if you hide your iniquity, then you will not have it dealt with and be cleansed from you. God wants to cleanse you from this. In Psalms 119:133, here's another important point to be cleansed. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. If you order your steps after the word of God, you're going to walk in the ways of the word, then iniquity will not have dominion over you. It tries to get dominion over you, but you've got to get the word in your heart so that iniquity doesn't get into it. In Proverbs 16:6, the Bible says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men are going to depart from evil. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. You see, the truth is the word of God. We're going to walk in the word, and it's going to cleanse us. It's going to transform us. And by the mercy of God, God's mercy is going to cleanse you and purge out that iniquity out of your life. Praise God. God wants it eliminated from you. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 4, another important scripture, here's a case where Joshua had the filthy garments on him, and it says, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. As you get the word of God into you, and you're getting God's garments on you, the change of raiment, the garments of God, the garments of praise and righteousness, the armor of God on, the word in your mind and in your heart and coming out of your mouth, then that iniquity will pass from you. Back from Malachi 2:6, the law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. So watch what you speak, get the word in your heart, and you will be cleansed from that iniquity in your life. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen